live in the Phyllis A. Greer recording studio, performance studio. It's also a recording studio. Stickman's Microtonal Power Trio. And you are listening to The Night Side with yours truly, Andy O. And let me introduce this here band. That's Thomas Blomster on the drums. Yeah. Give it up for him. Man, that's got to be great when you can do your own rim shots like that. Do you, like when you tell jokes, do you, are you, yeah, yep, drummers, I swear. Anthony Giannotti on the 19-tone bass. Yeah. And he just now made his bass sound just like drums, just then. And my old buddy Neil Haverstick on the 19-tone guitar.
Hey, which I'm in the process of tuning.
He's tuning. Okay, let me ask you something about that. Is A on that guitar the same as A on a regular guitar?
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's a good time to say something about what microtones
what it is.
Are.
What is microtones? Yeah, well, it's 19 tones instead of 12, right?
Yeah, and I think lots of people have studied music as kids, you know, violin, flute, piano, and there's 12 notes in an octave in Western music. Well, all we're doing is adding extra notes, so we get notes like in between the notes, which has been very common in most cultures
kind
throughout
like
the world.
Kind of like double sharps or something like that?
Well, and this, okay, so I'm tuning, but there we go. And I wanted to tell everybody we're going to tune if we need to.
Better than playing out of tune.
There we go. We're rough on these guys. So in Western music, like here's the first do, re, mi. Well, between do and re, there's usually one note.
Yeah.
Between A and B, there'd be A sharp.
Yeah.
Well, we have two, so I got A, A sharp, B flat, and B. So we get more choices, basically.
I see.
So if I hit like an A major 7 chord, well, I can hit an A sharp now, and now a B flat, and now the B.
And you know what's amazing to me is what I've always liked about your music, because I've heard other microtonal music played on watermelons, things like that, that it's comprehensive, that you play music. It's not like, God, I wish they'd tune up, you know. It sounds like you're playing in tune.
Well, I appreciate that, and, you know, I just love all music, so everything's fair game for us.
Well, and you gig a lot. You do with the symphony and stuff like that.
All kinds of stuff.
So how is that for you when you have to go back and forth between 12-tone and 19-tone?
I actually really enjoy it. You know, it's you know, you got to practice a little bit.
It doesn't cause any problems for you? You don't
just emotionally.
Yeah? Well, see,
I'm a little disturbed at times.
It explains a lot, Neil. Okay.
But no, I really enjoy it.
Well, it shows. It shows, folks. I'll even be posting some pictures up on the Facebook. And, I should mention, special thanks to Flesher Hinton Music Company, Black and Red Books and Music, the Studio Club members who are probably right here with us. Give yourselves a hand, boys and girls, of KUVO KBJZ. And a big hand also for Darren Shorb in their Engineering Away.
Yes, Darren.
And also for our own Eric Tro doing all kinds of other stuff, you know.
And I want to thank Eric for getting us on here. Really appreciate that, Eric.
Yeah, you guys are the first ones. In case you're wondering what's going on, usually it's that poetry and all that jazz and stuff. Well, the first hour we're just doing the microtonal Stickman Power Trio thing. So what are you going to do next?
Well, we're going to do a couple of blues tunes. Birdwalk is the first one. It's the first microtonal tune I wrote about 1992. And I still get a hoot out of it. And then we're going to do one called the 667 Shuffle, which has some kind of odd little twist in the rhythm.
Okay.
Yeah, I had one guy heard it, and he says, you know, that was a great tune, except for where your drummer kept messing up.
So is it microtonal drums as well?
Microrhythms.
Good. Microrhythms, yeah.
Microrhythms, ooh.
So this will be Birdwalk and 667 Shuffle. So here we go.
Right.